You're listening to SBS News.
As the first funerals are being held for the victims of Easter Sunday's devastating bombings, others are still searching for loved ones. Rameshwari is waiting outside a hospital in Colombo, searching for her 17-year-old friend.
She went to church yesterday. We kept calling her after we heard about the incident, but there was no response. We didn't hear from her even in the night. That's why we came here first thing in the morning.
Sri Lankan government officials have suggested it was the work of local Islamist group National Tawhid Jamaat, yet the group has not claimed responsibility. With the government admitting it had prior information of planned attacks on churches, the main question being asked is, could this have been avoided?
Somehow this information was allowed to slip through. So there is a political blame game going on. That is not going to reflect well among the public here.
That's the analysis from the BBC's South Asia expert, Eddie Rajan Anbarasan. He says the country's Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, is believed to have long been excluded from intelligence briefings, and recent intelligence warned of possible attacks on Easter Sunday.
There were a lot of infighting between, you know, the President Maithripala Sirisena and the Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe. Some of the security forces, they come under the President. So there seems to be a divide between the President and the Prime Minister. You have, you know, two forms of government here. That's not going to play down well with the public here in this country. You know, they wanted this infighting to stop.
But Sri Lanka's cabinet spokesman Rajita Senaratna says the government is doing everything in its power to find those responsible.
We have got the information about everything. There are some more already about so many arrests are being done. So we hope the majority, the security forces say that they are suicide bombers. So with that, we are doing all the raids, and one by one we are catching, and all their the places, they are actually the training places have been identified and we have raided already. So we have taken all the actions by now.
Catholic churches and upmarket hotels were the main targets in the string of attacks on the holy day. Before the National Tawhid Jamaat was named a prime suspect, it had mainly been responsible for vandalising Buddhist statues. Now it's accused of the worst violence the island nation has seen since its civil war ended a decade ago. Eddie Rajan Anbarasan says the investigation to identify the attackers is now in full swing.
And they believe that out of these 8 attacks on Sunday, 6 of them were suicide attackers, and they were trying to find out the identities of these people. And one of the senior government ministers, he said they blame the National Tawhid Jamaat, a lesser known Islamist group, was responsible for these attacks, and the suicide attackers belong to that group. But the government did not provide additional information on how they can link and how far the investigations are going on at this point of time. But what is clear is that, you know, such a massive attack could not have been carried out without the help of anyone from outside the country. If you look at the timing and the way it was carried out, the sophistication and the choice of target and the day of the blast, it all points out that it is much more larger than what the Sri Lankan government says.
So far, more than 24 people have been arrested in relation to the blasts. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.